So people are really getting really, really creative around financing, particularly in this market where the traditional financial institutions, the regional banks, the insurance companies and like are a little bit more skittish on doing deals for a range of reasons.
Hello and welcome to The REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borks-Lakito. With me today to talk about trends and themes in current real estate transaction activity is Tim Bodner, PwC's U.S. Real Estate Deals Leader. Tim, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me again, Sarah. It's great to be with you.
So Tim, we spoke about a year ago about the state of transaction activity. How does the picture look today compared to then? And perhaps you could place it in a historical context.
Yeah, well, so look, the market today is it much different than it was when we last spoke for a whole range of reasons, with the overall impact being that, you know, today it's a much more challenging deal environment than it was previously. I think the biggest thing that we're focused on with clients and with the market is that real estate right now is being painted with a very broad brush. And what is actually the case is real estate is not all equal, and what you invest in and where you invest in actually really does matter. So we do see, when you look at it through that lens, we do see pockets of strength emerging and activity start to build in the pipeline.
And what are some of the key factors shaping activity at mid-year? And are you seeing a consistent theme across all property types?
So on your last part of that question, it is not a consistent theme across all property types. We continue to see, in terms of areas of strength, we continue to see strength in logistics. We continue to see strength in self-storage. We continue to see strength in areas of the hospitality sector. We see a tremendous amount of momentum around experiential related assets, which you can kind of bucket into things such as wellness resorts, casinos, mixed-use entertainment districts surrounding sporting venues. So there's a lot of strength in the market. Even in the office space, where there's the most negativity in the market presently, we even see pockets of strength in office. In fact, there was a deal just announced yesterday in the office space that is being viewed as a bit of a potential bellwether for a turnaround in that sector. So there are definitely challenges in the office sector, but it's mainly the kind of Class B, Class C office buildings that are going through some challenges. So all sectors are not created equal, and that's how we would look at it. In terms of what's driving deal activity presently, one of the most significant things that is being focused on is just the stability of what's happening with interest rates. Interest rates were moving high for so long that it was hard to underwrite deals when you don't know really what the kind of end state is for interest rates. So clearly we've gotten some more recent direction from the Federal Reserve here in the United States. It's a different picture globally, but the Fed has paused. We'll see if that sticks. But if the more stability people have in and around interest rates, that's a good thing, we think, for kind of the restarting of deal activity on a more substantive basis. The other thing is inflation. Inflation is, you know, still present. It's stickier than a lot of people would imagine. We've seen in our own client base and in talking to other market participants that inflation has starting to come down in a more substantive way, which would be a good thing for certain types of real estate. So those are really the two things. What happens with interest rates and the kind of the impact on what happens with the financing markets, and then secondly with overall inflation.
And given the environment that we're in today, what are some of the strategies that are being used by companies to get deals done?
What we always like to say is that real estate goes in cycles. And one of the beautiful parts of real estate people is that they're some of the most creative people in the world. They always figure out a way to get things done. The biggest part of what we see where the most creativity is around how deals are financed. And so there's a number of more active market participants in this market than we saw kind of in the last cycle. So you can think of things like sovereign wealth funds. You can think of capital sources like family offices. You can think about the role of certain tax incentives and other things. So people are really getting really, really creative around financing, particularly in this market where the traditional financial institutions, the regional banks, the insurance companies and like are a little bit more skittish on doing deals for a range of reasons.
And as real estate owners and operators look at potential deals today, does there need to be sort of more of a wow factor to make something happen? And Are there factors that they are weighing more heavily or that they weren't perhaps considering before?
What is most important from our perspective around deals getting done in this market that people are focused on is the stability of the underlying trends that are driving activity in that particular sector. So if you look at a sector like logistics, there continues to be a significant shift of things online. And it's been there. We've even seen new forms of that happening. So that is an enduring trend that people have a lot of conviction and confidence will be with us for a while. Another example is experiences. It is incredible the amount of when you're out in the marketplace and you're around venues or places where people want to be, to socialize, to be with each other. It's incredible what's going on, not just here in the United States, but I've been on the road a fair amount in Asia and the Middle East and Europe, and it's the same thing in those parts of the world. And so those two things, like stability of enduring trends and then that, like the experiential part of an asset class, is where there's a lot of energy and attention for sure.
And do you see the types of decisions being made today in commercial real estate as having perhaps a longer term impact on the industry?
The real estate industry and private capital in general is for sure changing in a number of different ways. One, the private side of the market is becoming much more significant in terms of the role of the retail investor, the role of the sovereign wealth funds, the role of family offices. So the overall ownership of real estate is for sure changing. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be a functioning public real estate market. There 100% will be, but we continue to have a view that those market participants across every sector that have the most scale and the most differentiated business model, those are going to be the choices that, you know, exist on a sustained basis in kind of the public market. And so we do think we'll continue to see more consolidation. And in fact, we've already seen some of it. Now, recently, it's been more public to public. So the public to private hasn't been as active. But, you know, we do think that will come back at some point as well. So for sure, the ownership of real estate, we continue to think of it as something that will change.
Tim, we've covered lots of ground, but is there anything else you think we should speak about that's relevant right now?
As I mentioned, you know, I've been all over the world in the last couple of weeks, 6 different global cities and 3 different continents, and spent more time on an airplane than I want to imagine. And what I would just say is, for as much negative press there is out there on commercial real estate right now, and clearly there are challenges that need to be worked through, but it's absolutely incredible the amount of opportunities that are out there in those areas that I mentioned, as well as others. So I think what we would encourage folks to do is keep that mantra in mind that, you know, real estate's not all equal, and where you choose to put your capital and where is what matters. So that's what we would leave you with, Sarah.
Tim, thank you so much. Hope to speak to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode of the REIT Report, please subscribe or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.